You don't have the spittle. You have the spirit. You have literally the Romans 8:11 spirit, the one that took Jesus out of the tomb, which means if Jesus came out of the tomb, you can come out of anything. You can come out of addiction. You can come out of depression. You can come out of anxiety. You can come out of fear. You can come out of shame. You can come out of condemnation. You can come out of generational lies and curses. You can come out of anything. We are Holy Spirit people. We who were spiritually blind, born blinded by sin, we likewise have received a spiritual, divine, supernatural, Christ-ordained transfer. We have the Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit, not just the Spirit. We have beyond that. Oh, we have the Spirit. I'm here to tell you, the most powerful people on the planet, Acts 1:8, explosive power, dunamis. The most powerful people on the planet are not those with fame, fortune, and followers. The most powerful people on the planet are those filled with God's precious Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is still moving, not just in America, but around the world. I need to say this. Are we streaming, Pastor? Gracias. We are? I'm going to say it. With all the things that have happened in the past year and a half, and I'm in California, I've lived it. I've lived it. I know what it is. I'm not here to do anything political. God forbid. No estoy aquí. Líbrame Dios. But I was there. I was in the front line when the governmental authorities not only said you can't go to church. That was easy. That was easy. You knew that was coming. You can't go to church. Then they went to the next level of you can't have church in your house. In my state of California, the governor said you can't have a prayer meeting in your house. You can't gather with people in your house and pray. You can't sing. You heard about that. You can't chant, you can't sing, you can't pray. And like all these, I just want to remind, and I know we're streaming, I'm going to do it. There's not an executive order, a Supreme Court decision, a legislative initiative. There's not a law or a social media campaign that has the power to stop the Holy Spirit from moving. I'm going to say that one more time. There is nothing on earth that can stop the Holy Spirit from moving. If you believe it, shout like you know. Nothing. Lift up your hands. Nothing can stop the Holy Spirit from moving. No one can stop the Holy Spirit from moving. We're about to see the glory of Jesus in this nation like we've never seen before. We're about to see God show up. This mess is about to become a miracle. If you believe it, lift up your hands. I sense the Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I feel God. I sense the Lord. 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 We're done here. We're done. We're done. I want to land this here. This is, I sense Jesus. Oh, I sense the Lord. Oh. 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 Oh, I sense God. Nothing can stop. Nothing can stop the Spirit of God from moving. Nothing. There's not a law. There's not a military force. There's not a political ideology or a worldview that can stop God's precious Spirit from moving. We are about to see God show up. We're about to see the Spirit of God move and the glory of Christ exalted and lifted. We're about upon just rising. Arise, oh God, arise. We're about to see. We're about to see. We're about to see. Even in your family, lift up your hands. In your families, I sense the Lord. Oh, I sense the Lord. I need you to get ready. I need you to get ready. I need you to get ready. You're about to see God show up in such a way. Turn your porch light on. Your prodigal sons and daughters are coming back home. Get ready. We're about to see our sons and daughters come back home. With your hands raised, I sense the Lord. As you have your hands raised and you're with me, can I ask you a question? Did Jesus just spit directly into this man's eyes? He did not. He did that with the other blind man in Mark 8. wait a minute, Pastor Sam, what happened? Difference. The other guy was already, he already had sight and he lost it. This one was born without it. You know what Jesus did here? Read it. He spit on the what? On the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, what did God make man out of? You missed it. I sense the Lord. Jesus takes his spit and he connects it to the original blueprint. I'm going to activate my original plan for you. In other words, in God's original plan, your children are not drug addicts. I'm preaching now. In God's original plan, you are not the byproduct of multi-generational infidelity. In God's original plan, pornography does not hold you back. In God's original plan, are you with me? You're about to see all glory. You're about to see the fulfillment of Psalm 138, verse 8. The purpose of God's original plan fulfilled in your life. The collective canopy of the plans for Jerusalem and Israel. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians that these plans are likewise ours through Christ, Jeremiah 29:11, hence applies for you and I. Through the vicarious atoning work of Christ. Lift up your hands. I'm done. The plans. Genesis 2:7, he made man out of dirt. He goes back to the original plan. Your children. What is God's plan for your children? God has a plan for you, for your children, for your children's children. 1 Corinthians 15:45, when we're born again, we're born according to the motto of the second Adam, the last Adam, not the first Adam. The original plans are back in place, baby. Woo, in God's original plan, you're not full of anxiety. In God's original plan, you're not the tail. In God's original plan, you're not cursed. Oh, you're about to see God's plan. Isaiah 14:27. I'm about to say it. I may get in trouble because God's original plan is activated in this Holy Spirit awakening. Ready for this? Your children will not inherit your sins. Let me repeat it. Your children will not inherit your sins. Your children will inherit your blessings. Your children will not inherit your mistakes. Your children will inherit your mantles. And your children will never live in what God took you out of. All right, stand with me. You are standing. Stand with me. He's this ridiculous, man. He does this. And then you would think that Jesus himself, but this did not happen. Hey, you, now that I put this in your eyes, I'm going to wash you myself. This is what Jesus did. It's a double blind study. He's already blind. He blinded even more. And then Jesus goes like this. Then he says, all right, double blind man, go wash yourself. That's wild. He literally had to walk with his mess. It may look like a mess to some, but underneath that mess, there was already a miracle. I just want to ask here, Faith Assembly, is there anyone here, in any season of your life, is there anyone here who ever walked with their mess? Because you knew behind that mess, there was already a miracle. You knew behind that mess. Am I preaching to anyone? And some people criticized you. Some people judged you. Some people lied about you, but you kept on walking. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Because it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We're done. You got to learn to walk with your mess. Walk with your mess. Walk with your mess. Here comes the season we all got to go through to get to. All of us. All of us. Sometimes Joseph went through the pit to get to the palace. The Israelites went through the desert to get to the promised land. The Hebrew boys went to the fiery furnace to get to the promotion. Jesus went through the cross and the empty tomb so you and I can get here right now.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
You're standing with me. Even some messages show up that you did not expect. July of 2020, my family got hit with this thing, my entire family. We contact Trace. We didn't get it in Cali. We got it from a guy in Houston, Texas. These Texans, man. And it was first week of July. George was part of this debacle. Thanks, George. It was heavy. I was asymptomatic. I run. I'm an avid runner. So just the regimen, I actually ran better during COVID, did better timing. I thought I never had it, but I found out later on through antibody test that I did. So a mí lo que me dio fue un escalofrío un día así, y se acabó. So yo pensé que no tenía nada, porque no me dio fiebre, no me dio nada, absolutamente comí mejor que nunca, bacho, que comí como nunca. Pero nada, man. Any questions? So, true story. The sad thing about this is that my daughter, Evie, my eldest, she just gave birth to my first granddaughter, Mila. Beautiful, mi Mila, mi gordita linda. Evie's white blood cell count was suppressed a bit. She just gave birth, and she was running in the low threes. Should be above 4 WBCs. It knocked her out. And I don't mean knocked, I mean it put her in ICU with a ventilator. And then I end up speaking to the doctor. And I asked this question. I go, all right, but she's young. So this is me. She's young, right? So, I mean, in a couple of days, she'll be coming out of this. And when you hear on the other side, silence, and all you hear is, Mr. Rodriguez, we will be monitoring this on a daily basis. Next time we call, things got worse. She was aiming towards the other side. I have great empathy for those who have lost loved ones. I lost it. I was driving my Wrangler Rubicon in Northern California by myself in my car, and I had to walk with my mess, and things were messy. And I just went, God, I don't doubt you for a moment. I've seen too much of your glory and your grace. I can't even doubt you for a second because I've seen too much of you. I've lived it. I can't deny it. I just don't understand this. It doesn't add up. I'm mad. And I felt the Holy Spirit invade my Wrangler. And I felt the Spirit of God embrace me. And I heard God saying, Sammy, I'm mad with you. Not at me, but alongside me. Like God was with me going, me too. So then I did something. I said, God, I don't need a sign. I'm not Gideon. Again, I know you too much. I'm not a kid. I've been through so much. But just for you and I, if you want to, can you invade her ICU room right now? I even said this. Can you send angels and invade her room? You ready for this? George can bear witness. My family can bear witness. I make that prayer. Let me tell you the text I subsequently received from my daughter, who has no idea. I haven't talked to her, seen her. California, very restrictive. Couldn't see, couldn't. I get a text from my daughter in ICU, in a ventilator. Dad, comma. I'm not going crazy. These are not the meds. Dad, I promise, heaven just invaded my room. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't deny my miracle. There is still power in the name of Jesus. Miracles still happen. Miracles still happen. I have great empathy for those that had a different outcome for now, but miracles still happen. Call the doctor 24 hours later. I speak to the same doctor. Doctor says, Mr. Rodriguez, I have no idea what happened. This whole thing changed. Your daughter is no longer in critical condition. As a matter of fact, I can't explain what happened. This turnaround, she says, quote, she has no idea that I'm a pastor. This turnaround has been, I can't explain it. So the next, then she says, I'm going to tell you how great the turnaround is. Mr. Rodriguez, we shouldn't be doing this under normal circumstances, but the amount of demand for COVID in California is so great. Your daughter has turned around so much in 24 hours, you can pick her up tomorrow morning. This gets wild. Wild. We pick her up. It's a Puerto Rican family, so we're all emotional. We're all messed up. El esposo, los niños, la mamá, el hermano, la hermana. Gracias a Dios que los vecinos no llegaron. We all went in, right? So we all pick her up. We pick her up at UC Davis Hospital in Sacramento. We're picking her up. She gets, so help me God. We pick her up in an SUV. The whole fam cramped up in an SUV, which is a Puerto Rican. Anyway, so that's not the point right now. So we pick her up. She goes in there. She's barely talking. She was just in a ventilator. She's about to die. All of a sudden, she's in her SUV. She goes in there, and we go to her, what do you want? I'm thinking she's going to take me to that place where we can all have a good time, Starbucks. But she didn't say that, right? No. She says, drive up to Tahoe. That's 2 hours away. We're on our way to Tahoe. Halfway there, there's a lake. A lake. She says, go to the lake. And in my mind, I'm thinking, the meds. The meds. We get to the lake. Evie's there. She gets off. She goes, you guys can stay or you can follow me. And we're all going like, de verdad, se le fue algo. Which means, se le fue algo. So I'm thinking, there's, you know, she goes, we walk through the trail of this lake that's not paved. It's a beautiful lake. It's a tourist area, but it's like, you know, very California, rugged sort of environmental, ecotourism kind of stuff. They go through, and we're walking through this, and this girl's on a ventilator. She's going through. She's not running. She's just pacing herself. She gets to this massive lake. She touches with the tippy toe, takes off her flip-flop, touches the water like this, looks around. We're all going. She dives. We're going, she dives back, and she comes back out of the water like this. She goes, I am alive. I'm here to tell you, we're about to see the church come out of this mess. We're about to see God's children come out of this mess. And we're about to declare to this world, we are alive by the grace of God. We are alive by the Spirit of God. We are alive for the glory of God. Are there any living people in the house? All right. We're done. George, come in here. Go walk with your mess. Ready? We're done? Ready? George, here it is. Here's it. Careful. All right, ready? When I say now, you're going to wash yourself. Jesus didn't wash him. He washes of all of our sins. Praise the Lord. But this incident reminds me that sometimes we have to learn to pray for ourselves. Sometimes you need to learn to speak prophetically into yourself. So instead of waiting for others, if you need a word, if you really want to go, just take your own hand. Go like this and say, this is the word of the Lord. No weapon formed against you will prosper. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Some men trust in chariots, others trust in horses. I trust in the name of the Lord our God. I was young, but now I'm old. But this I know for certain, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor their seed begging for bread. So at the count of three, I want you to do this. And you all lift up your hands. When you wash this off, matter of fact, let's do this. Just go ahead, wash it off. Go ahead, wash it off. And don't open up your eyes, though. Wash it off. Yeah. I promise I'll get you a mani-pedi after this. That'd be awkward, a mani-pedi? I don't know. It's just not awkward in California. Maybe awkward in Florida, though. I should say. It's called geographical contextualization, my friend. Ready? Don't open up your eyes. Ready? Let me get you here. Mm-hmm. When I count to three, George, I want you to open up your eyes. Now let's speak prophetically. We're going to open up our eyes too. I want everybody here to close your eyes. We're going to open up our eyes and we're going to see a move of God like we have never seen. I mean that. We're about to see a move of God upon our families and cities and communities like we have never seen before. He walked through this mess. When your hunger is greater than your fear, nothing can stop you. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. When what's behind you is under the blood of Jesus, what's in front of you cannot be stopped. We know that. We know. Here it is. Let me lift up your hands. You keep your eyes closed. Whatever is messy, it's about to become miraculous. Your family may look like a mess, but it's actually a miracle with mud on it. It just needs to be washed off. Your messy marriage is about to become a miraculous marriage. Your messy kid is about to become a miraculous kid. I'm here to prophesy to you in Jesus' name. The area of your greatest mess will be the area of your greatest miracle. So get ready. You're about to see it. You're about to see it. Right? You have your hands raised and your eyes closed. I want you to hear me carefully. This man could not see, but he heard the voice of Jesus. He heard the voice. Do not give everyone your ear. Who you listen to, who speaks into you, is more important than who speaks about you. Let me repeat that. Who speaks into you is way more important than who speaks about you. Whoever has your ear will inevitably have your heart. So stop listening to unholy voices. Stop listening to toxic, gossiping, drama-filled voices. Listen to the voice of God. Let's do this. At the count of three, you're going to open up your eyes. You're going to see stuff. You're going to see the glory of God. Ready? Here we go. Job 42:5. Before I heard, but now my eyes have seen. At the count of three, we're all going to open up our eyes. We're going to see revival, an awakening, an outpouring. The outpouring in Orlando will impact Florida. It will spread throughout Florida. It will impact the nations. It's going to be amazing. There's a reason why the outpouring of the Spirit of God in the city is so instrumental. You've heard it before. The tourist component, the prophetic, strategic location of the city. The world comes to Orlando, and they're going to go back with beyond Mickey ears. They're going to go back with an anointing to turn their nations upside down for the glory of Jesus. So at the count of three, get ready to see what you've never seen before. In your family, home, marriage, ministry, calling, you're about to see what you've never seen before. Are you ready? And I want you to praise like nothing will be able to stop it. Ready? I want you to give God the kind of affirming glory that lets everything know you're about to see it. And I don't mean years from now. I'm talking about this begins right here, right now. Ready? One, two, three. Open up your eyes. See the glory. 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 Now, look up here real quick. If there's anyone here who says, Pastor Sam, I need today my mess to become a miracle. If that's you, I'm going to count to three. You come out of your seat. You join me. If you have to think about it, it's not you. If you say, Pastor Sam, today's the day. My mess becomes my miracle. So this is the pool. This is the place right here where the Spirit of God, where the river of God will wash right now. Your eyes are about to open up. Ready? One, two, three. If that's you, come out of your seat. Run, run, get here. Your mess is about to become your miracle. I sense the glory. Your mess is about to become your miracle. 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 Your mess is about to become your miracle.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.